United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Home basketball to start the second half.
It is Mountain Home's ball to start the second half as the two teams switch sides. Bombers be moving right to left for these last two quarters as they lead 25-21. Inbound pass goes to Blaine Tate. We're back underway. Ball goes to Dewey at the right elbow. Up top to Carson. Back to Dewey at the free throw line. He goes into the lane. Kicks it out to Harris. Over to McClain on the left side. Up top to Tate. 15 left on the shot clock. Ball goes to Carson. Over to Harris on the right. Up top to Dewey. Thought about three. Instead, he'll give it to McClain. Ball goes to Tate at the free throw line. Down to five. Tate into the paint. Kicks out to Dewey. Out to McClain. They've got to get the shot off soon. And they're not going to. The ball is stolen by Robbins. He is quickly back the other way. His pass knocked away by McClain. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Greenwood inbounding it underneath their basket as we're 40 seconds into the second half.
Good ball movement. Good possession there by the Bombers. Just got to finish that off. Blaine had the ball in the lane there and kicked it out. And Ryder, the same thing.
Brendan Check takes the inbound pass. Goes up for the leaner. Won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Ball goes to Harris on the right side. Gives it to Tate. To Dewey. Over to McClain. Now his pass to Carson's knocked away, and Bowman comes up the steal. He's back the other way. Back-to-back turnovers from Mountain Home as Braden Bowman goes in for the layup. He's got 12 on the night. Back to a one-possession game. 25-23, Mountain Home up. 6:53 left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Tate on the right side. Gives out to Carson. To Dewey in the lane. He goes up for the leaner. Good! Braden Dewey with 9 on the night.
Good move there. Good job by Dewey.
27-23, Mountain Home up. Braden Dewey with 9. 6:29 left to play in the third quarter. Chick with it up top. Gives it to Bowman. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McClain. McClain quickly into the front court. Throws out to Dewey near the top. Dewey dribbles to the right elbow. Goes into a low block for the layup. Good. Braden Dewey with back-to-back baskets. He's got 11 on the night. 29-23, Mountain Home up. A little over six minutes left in the half.
Harrison down 11 with 6 minutes to go. Things are trending right now. The Bombers will clinch a state playoff berth tonight.
Oh, my. Bowman with it on the left side. Gives it to Preston on the low block. And he's called for the charge. Peyton Preston with his second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against the Bulldogs. Lane Philpott checks into the game as Brendan Chick will head to the bench. Well, he's still a little gingerly as he goes to the sideline.
Yeah, I'm sure that halftime wasn't great for him. You know, he fell on that kind of back left hip, kind of buttocks area, and he was sore. I bet you go in there at halftime, you know, that kind of can get tight on you.
Oh, yeah. McClain with it on the right side, gives it to Dewey. Goes into the paint, goes up for the leaner. Bar partially blocked, gets the ball back. A little strong on the layup, and the rebound is controlled by Preston. Garnes across the timeline, dribbles it to the left side. Gives it to Preston. Back to Garnes. He's going to try for the long three-pointer. Good.
He shot the ball well. It seems like the deeper he is, the better he shoots it.
Jaden Garnes with 6 on the night. 29-26, Mounts home up. 5:09 left to play in the third. Tate with it on the right side. Drills to the corner. Gives it to Dewey. Back to Tate. Tate's quick, gets by his defender. Goes in for the reverse layup. Good!
Nice little
what
nice
a move.
Move right there.
Blaine Tate with 6. Matt Holmes back to it. Has a 2-possession lead once again. 31-26 our score. 4:45 left in the third period. Garnes with up top. He's going to try for another long three. This one won't go, and the rebound's controlled by McClain. McClain in the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Takes the screen from Dewey, dribbles into the lane. He lost control, and that ball almost went in. Rebound by Mountain Home. Carson gives it to Tate for the three-pointer. No good. And Preston gets the rebound this time.
Wow. Ryder went up for the ball to go try to shoot it. Lost the hand. It went straight up. Bounced on the back of the rim like 4 times. Almost went in.
L.J. Robbins' three-pointer won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Dewey. Here's Tate quickly into the front court, going into the lane. For the jumper off the glass and in.
And they are letting these guys play. It
yes, they are.
Hand check battle after hand check battle.
Blaine Tate with eight on the night. It's three-possession lead from out zone. 33-26 our score. 3:52 left in the third. Here is Bowman with it. Throws it to Preston. He drills into the lane. Goes up for the layup. Won't go, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 3:46 left in the third. Braden Dewey picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers here in the third. So Preston back at the free throw line. So far, he is 1 for 2 with 1 point. Drew Haney waiting to check in. I'm guessing he's probably in for Dewey.
I'm betting so with three fouls.
First free throw for Preston, no good. And he will come in for Dewey. So Dewey will head to the bench with 11 points. So one more free throw for Preston. Second shot is up. No good. He misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Carson.
Makes you wonder if Preston gets the ball down low for any type of easy shot. I think he's fouling. He's struggling from line.
Yes, he has. 1 of 4 on the night. Here is Tate with it. Dribbles to the right side. Tries to throw a lob pass to Haney, but Philpott's there to pick it off. Here is Garnes with it. He'll throw it out to Robbins. Robbins dribbles into the lane. Tries to throw it to Philpott. Ball's knocked away, and Tate comes up with a steal. He's quickly back the other way. Tate throw a behind-the-back pass to Haney for the layup. Good.
Great little pass right there by Blaine Tate. That's why you live with the turnovers like he had that last possession, because he can do something just like that when he touches the ball.
Drew Haney with 5 on the night. 35-26, Mountain Elm up. 3:06 left to play in the third. Philpott with it. Gives it to Bowman. He has it on the right side. Bowman almost lost the handle of it, but he's able to drill to the right elbow. Finds Philpott cutting into the lane for the reverse layup. Good.
Late backdoor pass.
Yeah, it was. Lane Philpott with his first 2 points of the night.
Matt, it looks like it's all over but the crying for our friends from West Bellefonte.
Yeah.
They are down 15 with 4 minutes to go to Van Buren.
McLean's jumper at the free throw line won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Philpott. 2:33 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home up 35-28. Ball goes over on the left side to Robbins. He'll throw it to Bowman there. On the wing, he's dribbling into the lane, going in for the layup. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 2:21 left in the period. Ryder McLean picks up his second personal foul, second team foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So it will be Braden Bowman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 12 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. That makes it a two-possession game once again. Brett Gilbert's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Ryder McLean. McLean so far with 8. So one more free throw for Bowman. Second shot is up, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Tate. Bowman gets 1 of 2. So 35-29, Mountain Home up. Tate with it. He's going to drill, gets the ball by his defender, Garnes, and go in for the layup.
I love when Blaine gets by there to the rim. He just takes that ball one hand, just kind of scoops it up. Gingerly off the backboard.
He's out double figures with 10. 37-29, Mount Zone back up by 3 possessions. Over 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. LJ Robbins, he gets by his defender and goes in for the layup. He's got 6.
He's a speedster, isn't he?
He is.
Saw that on the football field, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. 1:50 left to play in the third quarter, and a foul's going to be called away from the ball. They're going to get Mount Zone with that one. Drew Haney picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mount Home here in the third quarter. Brendan Chick comes back in for the Bulldogs as he'll replace Braden Bowman. Bowman takes a seat with 13 points. So 37-31, Mount Home up right now. Ball goes to Robbins over on the left side to Philpott to Preston, and he'll go in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Tate.
Woo. He's bowled over Braxton.
Ball goes to Harrison to the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. Philpott gets the rebound. He'll be fouled in the backcourt. Drew Haney picks up his second personal foul. That's the last foul Mount Home has to give in this quarter. The next one will put Greenwood in bonus. 1:24 left to play in the third quarter. The Bombers up by 6. Garnes across the timeline. Throws it to Preston. He'll give it back to Garnes. He's going to dribble to the low block, going in for the layup, in and out, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Robbins. He'll throw a cross-court pass to Philpott. His three-pointer, no good. And off, and Preston is fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line. Blaine Tate picks up his first personal foul. 15 foul against Mountain Home. So Peyton Preston back at the free throw line where he is so far 1 of 4 with 1 point. 58.6 seconds left in the third quarter as Preston's first free throw is up. Rolls around and falls in.
There goes my theory on fouling him.
Braden Bowman comes back in for Greenwood as Lane Philpott takes a seat. Second free throw for Preston is up. No good. He gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is controlled by Tate. Tate will throw it to Harrison in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Robbins. Greenwood with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Robbins goes coast-to-coast for the layup, and he gets it.
Quick timeout here by Mountain Home.
Yep. Mountain Home is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 41.6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greenwood 37-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Well, Mountain Home taking their first time out of the night with 41.6 seconds left to play in the third quarter as they currently lead Mountain Greenwood 37-34. It's down to one possession game now. Here's Haney with it. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane for the layup. Good.
Nice little play set designed right out there that timeout.
Red Gilbert with 5 on the night. Back to a 2-possession lead for the Bombers. 39-34 our score. Shot clock is off. 26 seconds left in the third. Here is Garnes with it. Gives it to Chick up top. He'll find Robbins. Robbins dribbles toward the left side. Now he's going into the lane. He's going to put up the fadeaway. Misses everything. Offense rebound for Garnes. He'll be fouled on the way back up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 11.6 left in the third. I believe they're going to get Tate with that one. Blaine Tate picks up his second personal foul. Again, Greenwood already in the bonus. So Jaden Garnes at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 6 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. Lane Philpott coming back in for Greenwood, replacing Peyton Preston. So if Garnes gets this next free throw, we'll be back to a one-possession game. And he does. Jaden Garnes with 8 on the night. 39-36, Mountain Home up. Tate into the front court, down to 5. Tate's going to dribble to the right corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper to beat the buzzer. Misses everything. Bowman gets off, gets the rebound, and we've come to the end of the third quarter.
Mountain's got us a close game here.
You sure do. We got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of 3. Mountain Home leading Greenwood 39-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 4 area locations, No. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
It will be Greenwood's ball to start this final quarter, as right now Mountain Home does have the lead, but just by one possession, 39-36. I'll tell you what, Greenwood has hung really tough in this game.
They have Mountain Home has had some pretty poor.